Good afternoon, Audio Boo. Dean Reed back again. I apologise for my break in booing over the last week or so. I found it hard to catch up, really. I found it hard to keep up, should I say. Excuse me, I'm just making a coffee in the background. I found that I'd got around about a week and a half behind. And there were some interesting subjects come up as well that I wanted to contribute on, but I thought I'd better go through and listen to everyone else's contributions first. And the one that I was thinking of was the "Are you the same here as you are elsewhere?" And before I listened to the boos, I was going to do a quick boo on it, but I thought, well, I better catch up. But I think the answer really for me is, I do have a boo voice. I know we spoke about a boo voice back in February, and I think that's one of the only things that I could say really that is different. I mean, I'm trying to suppress my Derbyshire accent at the minute as I make a coffee and the dog's playing in the background, and I'm trying my best to suppress the Derbyshire in my accent. So I think, in regards to like personality and the way I put myself across, Pilgrim Chris, he did a boo on this subject a while ago about online personas and how you are in real life. And I think I'm pretty similar in real life as I am online. But with my online persona, a lot of people, I'm talking about Facebook here, or my particular circle of old friends or acquaintances that I've got on Facebook, they do share just the most stupid of things. In my eyes, stupid. Maybe it's not to them, but I'm not really interested in what they've made for dinner or the fact that they've just been to the toilet or things like that. So the only things really I share across my networks or Facebook or Audio Boo are the things that I've been doing. Perhaps, say, if I've been for a walk or something like that, I'll share my photos on Facebook. I'll share a blog post on Twitter or Facebook. I will publicise my social hiking map, shareyouradventure.com, quick plug there. So although I'm pretty much the same as I am in real life, but in my online presence, I only really share the things that I feel will be of interest to anyone, really. Because I know, like I said earlier, some of my Facebook friends and a couple of the people I follow on Twitter, they'll just post random things about real life, and that's not a problem, but I personally don't think other people that follow me would be interested in that. So I think Black Cat, Graham, and Chris have both said that the circle of friends, we share things about, just the things that we're interested in, like hill walking or things like that. I'm rambling on at the minute. There's a lot of things going around in the head that I know I've got to update on. So I'd just like to say, I just did a quick pause there. I've unpaused again now. I'd just like to say I've really enjoyed Paul O'Mahony's blogs on his recent trip over to Bath and the interviews that he's been doing with people, and his Instagram updates as well have been really great. Instagram is something that I've got into a lot more of late. I think that's mainly because of the influx of Android users. And it's given it a bit of a new lease of life. And I've got a lot more followers and there's a lot more things going off. Jacqueline B has posted some pictures from her walk this weekend in Edale. And I've just listened to her boos as well. So it sounds like she had a great time getting in training for the Three Peaks. I'm going to run out of time, I think. I've got a minute left. What else is new in my life? I bought a new car, great, and I'm just about to try and prepare my old car so I can sell it on eBay or Auto Trader or something like that. So that's my day today, clearing out my old car, taking out my hands-free kit, my stereo and stuff like that, and taking some photos of it looking nice and shiny. Okay, have a great day all, speak to you again soon, bye.